When Yaakov negotiates with Lavan in order to marry Rachel, he immediately offers 7 years. As the Malbim points out, he could have gotten away with way less. Lavan says, I'd rather give her to you than somebody else. So he wouldn't need to do 7 years. So why does he offer seven? Second, what is Lavan's answer? All it says is, Yaakov says, let me work for her for 7 years. And Lavan says, better I should give her to you than somebody else. Sit here with me. And then Yaakov works for 7 years. So what was the answer? Was it a yes? Was it a no? And finally, when Yaakov works for 7 years, the Pasuk says, V'yavod Yaakov Rachel shev shanim, v'yu ve'inav ki yamim achadim ba'avato ota. He worked for her for 7 years, and it was like a few days because he loved her so much. Now, I've also experienced delayed gratification in my life, as we all have. And if I'm waiting for something, so a day feels like a year. Yaakov is saying, the Pasuk is saying that for Yaakov, these years are feeling like days. That's the opposite. So, three questions. Why start with 7 years? What was Lavan's response? And how is it that for Yaakov, years felt like days instead of days feeling like years? So to answer why, let's start with the first question. Why did he offer 7 years? Now, the Pasuk does say that Lavan shnei manot shem gdolah le'ah shem ktan Rachel. So right away we know that there's an older daughter and a younger daughter. V'enei le'ah rakod Rachel ha'ita yifat tor v'famareh. Now, what is the v'enei le'ah rakod? Now, I'm sure there's different explanations. The Malbim takes it as not a good thing. She apparently wasn't as good looking, especially when it's compared in the Pasuk to Rachel being yifat tor v'famareh. But they weren't so good looking. So she wasn't so good looking. So right, number one, Leah's older. Number two, Leah's not as good looking. So Yaakov is worried that Lavan's going to want him to marry both of them, and he didn't want to marry Rachel. He didn't want to marry Leah. He only wanted to marry Rachel. Second of all, Leah is older, so he might want him to wait until Leah's married. Okay, so you're only going to marry Rachel, at least wait till Leah's married. Third, because Einei Leah Rakot, so Yaakov was concerned that Lavan's going to do something, he was rightfully concerned as we know, in order to have him try to take Leah off his hands. And finally, because Rachel was so good-looking, Yaakov didn't think that 7 years was so much. Because he liked her so much, he thought 7 years was a good offer. So that answers question number one. Why does he offer 7 years? This was his way to get specifically Rachel, not Leah, and not Leah in addition, to get just Rachel, and he thought it was a very fair offer. The second part, what is Lavan's answer? He says Lavan very specifically never says yes. That's the point. Yaakov makes his offer, and Yaakov is trying to explicitly make a condition, give me Rachel. I'm going to work for Rachel, not Leah. And what does Lavan answer? Better I should give her to you than anyone else. And it says, in fact, don't work for me. That's what the end of the pasuk says. Come sit here, with me, live with me, come be with me. Don't work for me, for anyone. In other words, no deal. Lo tavod kla, rak teshev, ani echol kelcha, I'll provide for you, in order that you'll marry my daughter. And he got rid of any of these tnayim. So now it's not Yaakov working for Rachel for 7 years, it's Yaakov just living with him. So then Yaakov goes ahead and works for 7 years? Okay, there was no deal. And therefore, whatever Yaakov did wasn't betorat avoda ba'al benotav. It was struck nidava v'chesed. I guess if Lavan's being nice to him, I'll be nice to him back. That's how Lavan's seeing it. Lavan purposely phrased everything that there was never a deal. And therefore, when Lavan eventually shows up and gives him Leah instead of Rachel, he says, lo yasin b'mkomenu. Yaakov can't say, wait, we had a deal. There were no deal. There were no conditions because I never agreed to any deal. All I said was, better I should give her to you than to anyone else. I didn't say, and therefore you have a deal, work for her for 7 years and I'll give her to you. Yaakov didn't understand Lavan's trickery, and he specifically worked for Rachel for 7 full years, and Lavan didn't want that and pulled the whole trick, as we know. So now let's get to the third question. The third question is, how is it that for him, the years were like days instead of days being like years when we all wait for something? So the Malbim explains, when when we're waiting for something and a day feels like a year, it's ahavat ha-cheshek. It's just to fulfill an urge, a pleasure of ours. Right? If you're waiting on a prize or a present or a treat or dessert or whatever is going on, an upcoming event, it's only to fulfill some kind of pleasure. It's not because we really appreciate the value of the other item. That was ahavat ha-cheshek. Yaakov, on the other hand, he didn't love Rachel as part of ahavat ha-cheshek. Ahav ota mitzad kisharon ma'aseha. He really valued Rachel for who he was. And therefore, since it wasn't for cheshek, the shanim, where the time was flying by, all that time that he got to see Rachel and appreciate her and look how great she is and that's going to be my wife, all that time flew by. And therefore, it says, ba'avato ota. It wasn't ahavat ha-cheshek. Ahavat ha-cheshek is ahavat atzmo. You're really loving yourself. Why do you want chocolate? Why do you want the tree? Why do you want the prize of the present? Because you love yourself, and it's going to make you feel happy. It's not ahavat ha-davar. It's not that I want to eat the chocolate because I appreciate value in chocolate, and the best thing for this chocolate is for me to eat it. No. It's I want the chocolate because I like me, and I'll be happier if the chocolate's inside me. But ahavat ha-tov, ohevet ha-davar ha-tov, lo et atzmo. But if you love the other thing, if you love the, in this case it's not a thing, but the other person, lo et atzmo, it's not you're loving yourself, but you're loving them, then instead of counting, instead of a day feeling like a year can feel like a day. So here we have Yaakov Avinu, who really understands the value of Rachel Imenu. She is worth 7 years of working for her. Lavan doesn't understand people's values. Lavan understands money and greed, and getting rich. And therefore, he's focused on trickery. I'm going to say just the right words so that Yaakov stays here, and I don't have to do anything I don't want to do, and I'm going to give him Leah, not Rachel. For Yaakov, Yaakov understands true value. True value was to be able to marry someone so great like Rachel Imenu. And therefore, for him, years were like days. For Lavan, it was all about Lavan, it was all about money and getting the most of the other person. So there's an important lesson from the Malbim here of understanding what's really, really important in life. It's not about taking advantage of the other person. It's not about money. It's not even about fulfilling our own thirsts and drives and interests and pleasures, but rather for appreciating what's worth it, and therefore 7 years for something so important is a bargain for Yaakov Avinu. Shkoyach.